Matt Marv's Notebook for August 27th of Days of Podcasting 2025. Something, I don't know if this is a common thing in Airbnbs, but the clocks in here, nobody seems to really pay attention to them, or they are deliberately set to the wrong time or something. Both of my Airbnbs, this one in Atlanta and the one I was in Las Vegas, yeah, they both had clocks, battery operated, but with dead batteries, and no one has ever seemed to replace them. And then the clock on the microwave / the stove, those are digital and always plugged in, but they're always way off from real time, as though they were only plugged in and nobody bothered to look at the time when it was plugged in. So it's weird. I had to set both of those clocks just so that it wouldn't screw me up when I'm doing translation of time zones in my head and trying to figure things out, because those are the only clocks in these units. But anyway, what else happened today? Oh yeah, I went to lunch at Chick-fil-A in Peachtree Center. I'm only surprised in that, I don't know, maybe this is common outside of Hawaii, but there is like no line for the Chick-fil-A. That maybe it's common enough here that you don't have that line going out the door and around the block. Maybe not literally around the block, but when I saw the Chick-fil-A open in Almoana Shopping Center, yeah, they did rope off a certain section through the common seating area of the food court just so that the line for Chick-fil-A could wrap around a few times. And that Chick-fil-A has been open a couple of years now. I know it first opened just after COVID reopened, or everything reopened after COVID, but to this day, that there is a line that uses that wraparound for, I don't know, I can't say that Almoana is that popular, but Chick-fil-A over there, I guess, is. I'm not sure how many stores are on the island, but it's strange to me that the only time I go to Chick-fil-A is when I'm in Atlanta and never when I'm back home, because I just don't want to deal with the line there. And what else happened today? Oh yeah, had a photo shoot this morning before I had to go into just after lunchtime. No, it's mid-afternoon here when they occurred. I had two meetings for work over Zoom or Teams. But before that, I got to do a shoot with the model I worked with last year. And turns out, yeah, I did convince her to do a day pass at Dragon Con last year. She really liked it. And turns out she didn't really see the convention itself. Turns out she bought a day pass, but she went to the vendors hall in America's Mart and spent the whole time there. She only had not even a whole day, but a Friday. So it must have been the afternoon. But she never saw any of the host hotels. She really wants to go back or go again, but she has other work to do this year. Maybe she'll go again next year, trying to see. I got some friends in Hawaii now that want to come along, and we'll see if I can find the host hotel room for next year. But you know how that goes. Gotta try all three Marriott, the hotel room Hunger Games for, was it the Western Marriott and then the Hyatt? No, Western Marriott. Yeah, I think it is the Hyatt's the third one. It's the Cortland Grand that does the Legacy along with Hilton, right? Oh, so much of this is starting to filter out of my head. Anyway, I think I do need more rest, but I still owe stuff for work. The next couple of days are going to be kind of tricky if I can't get anything out the door tonight. But I see other people, yeah, filtering in, saying that they're arriving in town. I should at least get out there to meet them for dinner or something, but I'll have to go back to Airbnb for work later. But anyway, that's enough for tonight. I'll talk to you tomorrow.